All right. I was thinking in June we may be learning Shvi's. I want to finish this sugya though, go to Augur. I really want to finish.
They want to know what
we're going to learn. I want to finish go to Igor, but I also want to do Shvi's. I want to finish go to Igor. Maybe we can try to finish go to Igor next week. We'll see. But these are long Tyson, and I don't want to skip them. Go one thing at a time with the Tyson.
Should I just put it both?
Yeah, finish go to Egan. We'll see. Yeah. Finish go to and Shvi's. Hold up. Just say call it Tarakulu. Okay? All right, here we go. It's late, so we've got to finish on time. The Kohen Gadol plays a prominent role in our parsha. There is a medrash that says that the Kohen Gadol can go into the Kodesh Kodashim anytime he wants if he follows the Seder and Achrimos. But it seems like only Aaron can. That's the approach of the Medrash. Only Aaron was able to do that. No one else. The Meshech Chachma has a different read that in the Midbar, it was Anan al Kaporos. So like every day in the Midbar was like a Yom Kippur. So he said Eliezer could go in. That's the Nafkamina between those two approaches. Was it just Aaron that could go in if he followed the sin, or even his son Eliezer? You follow me? But no matter what, it was only those two. If you take the first approach, it was only Aaron. What gave Aaron the unique ability that he was able to go to the Kodesh Kodesh anytime he wanted? Not just Yom Kippur. You know what the pshat is? I'll tell you why. Because he was grounded in Shalom. And if you're grounded in Shalom, then you can go and meet Hashem anytime you want. That's the greatness of the concept of Shalom. And Shalom, as we know, Hashem's name, but it gives you the ability. Do you know he used to go to people? Do you know when you try to make Shalom, you have to lower yourself in front of people. People might start screaming at you, be lavazing you. There was these couples who were about to get divorced, and he would go ahead and make Shalom between the couples. And they would get it together and make Shalom bias, and then they had a subsequent kid. And do you know what they would name the kid? Aaron. After Aaron coming. Isn't that beautiful? Do you know when Moshe Rabbeinu died? It said that Klal Yisrael cried. But when Aaron died, it said everyone. Not just the men, women, and children. Because Aaron spoke to everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu was great, but he would, you know, give him shtark. Aaron was Orev Shol, Rodev Shol. Moshe was an Anav. Aaron was Shuffle. He was Shuffle Ruach. It's amazing what he did. And therefore, someone who's so grounded in Shalom, guys, has the ability to meet Hashem anytime he wants, believe it or not. It's an amazing thing that you can reach such a high level. Halacha l'maaseh. The truth is, two people that are speaking, sitting next to each other, they aim it in to retire. Each guy's learning on his own. What do you mean? They're motion plates. But they're learning. There's no discussion between them. They don't care about what the other guy has to say. They're only interested in what they have to say themselves. You think of a motion plates, a guy sitting in a table with two beers. Each guy has a beer, they're doing nothing. That's what Goldman's, that's how I would always say. It means even guys that are learning, they don't want to hear each other's Torah. It's a horrible zach. Aaron HaKohen was able to sit and listen carefully. And when he was to give Musar, he would give Musar L'maisa Nalimu. But when guys need to talk in Eitzah, he's the nicest guy in the world. And that's exactly what Aaron was. And let's close with, why did Anani HaKavod leave when Aaron died? So they say from the Reziner Rebbe, you heard of the Reziner Rebbe? The Reziner? You know what the Reziner used to say? Every person has a cloud. They have like steam that go above them. They give off, you know, like a steam. So L'maisa, Aaron was so pervasive, he created Shalom amongst Klal Yisrael so much, created so much Shalom that everyone's mist that was above him came together. Because he fostered peace. When he died, it all left. That notion of Shalom dissipated. You know, like a cloud dissipates? These clouds dissipated. Because Aaron had this unique ability. So, if I want to share a secret with you of how you come close to Hashem, you're what? You're anchored on Shalom. You're a person that doesn't fight people. It doesn't get in machlokes. And it pursues Shalom. Loves it and pursues it. And therefore you can be like Aaron HaKohen that can go to the Yom Kippur Kodesh Kodashim anytime he wants. Mamish. And he was, there's two types of malachim. There's two types of malachim that we have. And Aaron HaKohen Lamaisa, the two types of malachim, two types of angels. And these two types of angels we have, Lamaisa, the Iker and Yom Kippur, is if you know Sabal Chavera, you pay attention to other people's hurts, and therefore if you pay attention to someone else's hurts, the Kohen Gadol turned himself into a Malach. That's why he could go in. Wow. An Issa for a human being, are you going, but not for a Malach. And a Kohen Gadol, who cares about other people, you become a Malach. And therefore a Malach could go in. This is what we have to strive to do. Okay, we have a wonderful Shabbos. This is Tav Mincha. And